This is the world broadcast of Imam Waref Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waref Deen Muhammad. This is the world broadcast of Imam Waref Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to community development and human dignity. And now, Imam Waref Deen Muhammad.
Flow of influences, the constant flow of influences keep us living. You ain't influenced by anything, you're dead.
So they surmounted, they gained the ability to get on top of the influences and control the circumstances in your life by controlling the influences. Right now we are under great burden. I'm speaking of the righteous. When I say we, that's what I'm talking about, the righteous. Right now we are under great burden, great pressure. Why? Because of the influences. We don't drink, but the drinking power brings its influences into our life. We don't use narcotics, but the problem that brought influences now into our life. We are not seeking dominance over the earth, but the problem now is bothering our life. I don't plan to be here very long, so don't think. Don't think we're going to be here all night. And it was night when you came in here. Now I'm just going by scripture. The light of this world, is darkness with God. We can say that Gog and Magog represent the ungodly people on earth. As many say, the heathens, but I don't like to use that term heathen. That's an old term. Doesn't work very well nowadays. Meaning is kind of off. So we'll say the ungodly people of earth, this Gog and Magog, and they are all over the earth. And Satan now, according to Revelation, he was in prison. And it is said that God ordered that Satan be bound for 1,000 years. Now, I don't know what you have in your imagination. Maybe you have an imagination, a personality or a creature being caught and put in chains or bound up some kind of way. But I think Satan is in prison in Mecca. He may be there, but he's in jail. Wherever Satan can't carry out his bidding, the situation for him is prison. So I understand this to mean a period of time that wouldn't allow Satan to carry out his works. The condition among the people would be so good. The masses of the people would be so sensitive to moral life that Satan wouldn't have a day of freedom among them. for a time. For 1,000 years. For as long as whatever that 1,000 represents. Satan would be bound in prison. I hope you're reading a little bit with me, because it sure is good. Understanding is good. In fact, understanding is freedom. Confusion is slavery. Yes. So, Satan comes out. When he comes out now, he seeks to gain influence and control over the ungodly people of the earth. And they are called Jews, Ramajus, Gog and Magog. Now we know Jews, Ramajus, these terms are not original Arabic terms. So we have to also be aware of the meaning of Jews and Majus in the environment where these terms originated. So these terms mean Jews or Majus. Jews means head, having a head, and Majus means having no head. Means leader having leadership, and Majus, Magog, having no leadership. So here the ungodly people of the world put into two descriptions. One is they have no leadership. And the other is they have leadership. And they are at war with each other. And we get caught in the crossfire. And we suffer their problem. Satan can't get us at us directly, so Satan get at us through them. Satan, he encourages. He encourages this condition in Gog and Magog. He encourages the headless to love headlessness. And he encourages those who want leadership to go to the extreme and become fanatic in their advocating leadership. To the point that they establish dictatorship. And the other side, a weak liberalism. And what do you have in the end? Militaristic power, and anarchistic power. And these things have spilled right over into the private life of the people of the earth. First the Western world, now all the world. Bear with us just a few more minutes. What is Satan after? Why is he staging this great battle, this great conflict that covers the whole earth? Because man, in his natural state, man in the form that God gave him, is too much for Satan. So he needs all the forces he can get just to stop the righteous. Because the righteous, they love Allah and their religion more than they love their very own life. So they don't care about threats upon their life. They don't care about threats against their security. Say, don't you know you live in our territory? If you don't go along with us, we will deprive you of an opportunity to have a livelihood. You won't have a job. None of your children will have jobs. The righteous who know their Lord, they say, well, if my Lord has chosen that for me, I am happy to receive it. I'm ready for your persecution. I gladly accept it. Because we know that this side is not the only side. There's another side. And it may seem that Gog and Magog and their chief Satan won on this side, but those who are truly believers in their Lord, we know that he loses. He loses both here and hereafter. And his wins are only deceptions. Militarism and anarchism. We have seen the great empires of the past, of ancient time, medieval time. The Roman Empire, perhaps the grandest empire of them all, how it depended so heavily on the military, how it struck terror in the hearts of nations with its soldiers and the marching, their feet and the drums, the signs of death they carried, a dead man up on a stake, letting their opponents know that soon you're going to be dead. Japan in modern times became a militaristic state. The Greeks had their militaristic states even before the Romans. The desire for dominance to become the greatest power, the ruling power over all others, drove nations to improve their military and to build it and build it and build it until no other nation could contend with it. Satan's target is the ideal person, the man that God made. That's his target. He fears the man that God made because he knows the man that God made can beat him on the battlefield. So he tries to keep circumstances under his control so that the man that God made will never grow. He wants to keep him in the cradle of his birth so he never grows and become a full-grown man, because he knows once he become a full-grown man, he'll be too much on the battlefield for Satan. What is his target in that man that God made? That man's potential that God put in him. We may say the general potential that God put in him. God has put in him a moral potential, a spiritual potential, a social potential, a political potential, an industrial potential, our material potential. God has put into us a complete potential. A potential for all our needs in these worldly circumstances. But what is he aiming more specifically at? The governmental potential of man. For God has made man to be a government. a government within himself.
The government of the individual.
And if man ever comes into the government of the individual, he'll be reconciled with his Lord. He'll be reconciled with his Lord. He will have God on his side. And he will have his vision in his hand.
The government of the individual.
Can't you see that Satan's attacks are attacks upon the government of the individual? If we could have a breathing spell, if we could have a few days free of dope problem, of alcohol problem, of theft problem, we would get our life together. We would organize the government of ourselves. But he keeps us so busy dealing with threats outside of ourselves that we can't have time to construct our very own personal life.
He's warring upon the government of the individual. Because he knows that if you ever come into government of yourself, you'll be able to do battle with him. The saints are those who have in their possession the government of themselves.
Yes.
I'm using the Christian term saints, but I only mean the good believers, the Muslims, the good believers. Whether they be Muslim or not. Righteous, truth-loving, righteous people. They are the people who have the government of themselves. God bless you with the government of yourself.
There have been great philosophers, great builders of democracy in the early life of this country who were men of the people, from among the people. They belonged to the people. They were not belonging to the hierarchy, the aristocrats. There were people identifying with the common masses. And they conceived a society that would be pleasing before God and that would serve man's life best. And they came up with the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed with certain inalienable rights that you can't take away from them by their Creator. Those men believed in Creator and believed in a gift from the Creator to every human person. And no one should violate the sanctity of the individual. And that he have rights of freedom. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. How can we have that freedom in a society like this? What guarantees do we have now in places like City of Chicago, where you have to put bars on your windows, where you can't even let your old mother or your father go out in the streets alone? You fear for your child every time your child walks out the door. You don't even feel comfortable when they're at the school under the principal and under their teacher and security guards on every hall. You still don't feel secure. You still worry about your child. Where in the heck is that guarantee in the United States of America of today? That doesn't exist. That precious idea of freedom and opportunity for the individual does not exist now.
Satan has got the upper hand. Satan has robbed America of its promise. So what are we going to do? Are we going to give ourselves to the influences of the world? Come under Gog and Magog? Be divided camp? An instrument, a tool in the hand of Satan? To work against the righteous?
Or are we going to join the righteous and ask for Dhul Qa'nayn to come and show us the mercy of God? Show us how to take iron blocks and melt them and put them between the mountains. Cover it with lead. To hold back the forces of Gog and Magog. Now maybe we won't have the same method. Maybe we won't use Dhul Qa'nayn strategy for that particular people in that particular time. But we need a Dhul Qa'nayn who knows how to get at the bottom of things. Who know how to find causes behind effects. Causes underlying effects. We need such person to show us how to deal with the problem of Gog and Magog forces on this earth. Because this thing has spilled right over into the home life. You got a dope fiend that robs you of your income. You can't keep a decent life. You can't have a decent family for him. You got drunkards that pull your wealth away from you. You got thieves that are all the time in jail. They're pulling your energy away. That's the devil who's planning against you. He's depriving you of your freedom. He's depriving you of your future. So don't sit with your hands folded or gone like everything is normal. This is the most unnormal society that man could possibly imagine. And the trend toward abnormality continues. They've passed on this silly mind to everybody. You can't talk to the members of your family because everybody's too damn opinionated. Opinionated. I'm entitled to my opinion. Well, who in the heck gonna accept that somebody dictate judgment? Shouldn't there be a God in our life? Some one force to turn to settle our differences? You got an opinion, I got an opinion. The house being torn apart. The resources being wasted. Because there's too many goddamn opinions in the house. Shouldn't there be a God to turn to? A superior authority to turn to? And say, let us all listen to him. I don't want to make you think that I'm out of control. But I learned how to go up on the breath of the air and do battle with Satan up there too, you know, so. Occasionally, I get on the breath of the air, and I punch some emotional buttons and do battle with him up there, too. I like to fight him on the ground, but sometimes you can't fight him on the ground. He refuses to come down. So we had to prepare an arrow and dip it in some solution. And shoot it up in the sky. And knock the demon down from up there too. One sister told me, say, Brother Imam, I really like you. And I enjoy you've done so much for my spirit. But will you please don't use those bad language, that bad words. And I promised that sister I was going to clean up my mouth. And I'm still working on it. But you know, I'm a rational person. And a rational person rationalizes. Given to rationalizations. And I look at the circumstances we are living in and I say, well, How am I using a curse word when I say God damn? When God has no meaning in this society. So what it does is bring you back to your original senses. But really, I didn't use no sacred word. God is no more sacred in this society. Now, I don't have the spirit to think of using Allah that way. To and fro. That's scripture. He gets you coming and going. So you read it one way, it says God. Go back the other way and see what Satan did. Dog. And America today worship the dog. I'm not talking about all Americans, but the majority of Americans today worship the dog. Don't you know there have been many heathen, so-called heathen nations that had the dog as a deity? Dog as a deity.
As a god.
And America today worships the dog. What is a dog? The dog is a highly, highly sensitive, highly affectionate, highly emotional creature. Very hard to find a dog that can control his emotions. Now that's the truth, isn't it? You can find some, but it's a hard job finding a dog that can control his emotions. And what else about the dog? He cannot hide his feelings. That's emotions too. He shows them outwardly or physically. They register on him physically. And he can't control his passions. He will do it and then have to pay the price of shame later. But he just can't control it. If he want to do something shameless, he can't control it. He gonna do it. Now he'll look guilty after he does it, but he's gonna do it. And he has no sense of hurt or what can harm him internally. He'll look at anything. He'll smell anything. He'll taste anything. And he just thinks everybody's supposed to love him. And he's shocked when he finds somebody that don't want to pet him or love him. If that ain't the present day American society. And he loves to be kept. He's loyal to a person who will keep him. Will you put me up for a week? I'll bark at strangers. What are you ass doing coming in the neighborhood? Woof, 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 woof. What are you ass doing in America with all that money? Woof, 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 woof. Yeah, that Gaddafi is a terrorist. He's crazy. Woof, 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 woof. Yeah, you heard about this guy Khomeini, man. I wouldn't dare go over there to those Muslim meeting, man. They might be following that guy Khomeini. Woof, 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 woof. Yeah, it's really something. Let's look at the dictionary definition of anarchism. A doctrine advocating the abolition, the destruction, the end, the total end of government. as the indispensable condition for full liberty. That's a doctrine. That's a belief. People believe that. If people had not believed that, it wouldn't have gone into the dictionary. That has been established as a belief for certain people. A belief in anarchism, lawlessness, no government, no order. They believe that any form of government is bad. Can't you see the forces of anarchism? The trends toward anarchism in the life of America over the past 20 years or more? Down with the system. And no revolutionary to give us a system to replace that system he says down with. The Marxists said down with the system. They came up with the Marxist ideology for a new system. But we in America, we said down with the system, but no vision, no ideology for a new system. Woodstock. You remember Woodstock? Freedom for freedom's sake. No principled freedom. Not freedom with a principle.
You've been listening to Imam Waqif Din Muhammad.